Encourage him. Write to encourage the young man and so that he may be inspired. Amen, guys. I'm not going to keep us long this morning. I'm excited for those of us who are here. We're actually going to be in Psalms 139. Those of us who are here are actually excited. And, of course, miss those who are not here this morning. Miss them a lot, but look forward to them coming back, refreshed, energized, and ready to move on with the work here in Jackson, Mississippi.
Okay.
139. Psalms 139. You know, Psalms has a lot of books in Psalms. A lot of Psalms. But anyway, guys, this morning we're going to talk about, I'm always, when I'm having quiet time or I see scriptures and I'm studying, my mind always goes to, this is a great thing to write on. You need to write a book. You need to start. And so a lot of my lessons, even though I write and I do notes and take stuff, and I'm going back home, I'm like, okay. I feel the spirit moving like, this just needs to be elaborated on. People need to really see the nature and the gravity of this one here. And over in Psalms 139, verse 23, that we're going to be at, today we're going to talk about, appealing to God. And when I did some research on this, that's what this was basically talking about here, what's going on here, is that, of course, David is the director of this, but in this particular one here, David is appealing to God concerning his sincerity. Mm-hmm. And, we all believe, if not all the time, at some time in our walk with God, we believe that we are sincere individuals. Sincere individuals. We be like, I mean well. I'm genuine. And that's just how we believe ourselves to be. But like Richard said in communion about, you have to be in touch with your sin and how it affects your relationship with God. And I think I'm a man, sincere. David is appealing to God concerning his sincerity. He wants God to see how sincere he is about his relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And I thought, don't we do that? I thought, man, think about it. For those of us who are very much more aware of what it means to be in a right relationship with God, and those of us who are learning, what we got to realize is that every day, it's like being in court. We are building a case to present before God to say why you should let me into heaven. Mm-hmm. Every day of my life. And on the days when we drop the ball and we don't do as well and we know it, we are aware of it. For those who are like, I choose to acknowledge that, man, this is wrong. This hurt. Like Richard said, feel the sting of it. Then we're going back to God with an appeal of why, Lord, you need to forgive me. You need to realize I didn't mean it, God. That's just not me. That was out of character, Lord. But God, I love you more than I love that sin I fell into. I said, man, are we not like David? Are we not presenting our case? And then we're having going back to appeal to God about our sincerity, about how much we love him. I said, man, that's just a daily walk. I was like, physically, I may always be in court, but spiritually, I'm always in the court of the Lord, mm-hmm. appealing my case and building my case of why, God, I should be in heaven with you. You know, it should be every man's and woman's desire to be right with God. It should be a desire, but it's not the case for everybody. Everybody just doesn't desire to be right with God. Some people could care less. They just desire to, hey, to have life as it is now. Mm-hmm. I look at David here, and in verse 23, David says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. That is a bold piece of message. That bold piece of conversation with God. And I thought, wow, David, this is powerful. This just hits you. And I thought, man, there's just so much in here that we need to get. Cause I'm like, if I was God and David was my servant and David said to me, I'd be like, man, that's a lot there now, David. You got to understand what you're saying. And the first thing that stuck out to me was David said, search me. Mm-hmm. Now we are people. And I'm going to tell you when it hit me and I thought about the Holy Spirit said, search me. And after that, to what extent? We're private people. I don't want you searching me too much. I hate when an officer has to pull me over. I got to be frisked. Why you got to frisk me? Why you going to put your hands on me? Think about who we are. Mm-hmm. Search me. Do you willingly just go tell somebody, look, hey, because I want to have a relationship with you, search me. That's what they're doing. But in our mind, we're like, to an extent, there's a line somewhere we've drawn. I don't want you to know everything, guys. Don't know how you're going to feel about this. I don't know how I feel about you knowing this much about me.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
This is how we are. But David's like bold. David's raw. David's like, I'm a pillar. I'm sincere. I'm faithful to you. You search me.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's big. What does that say against God searching? What does it mean to sit down by yourself, or you sit down in a conversation with the Lord, and you're talking to God? Well, God search me. I'm opening up everything. Now, we know he can see everything, but why don't we just say, I'm just going to invite you. I know you can see everything, but I'm inviting you. Search everything. Lay it bare. That's bold. To some people, that's fearful. Mm-hmm. You know, what I've come to find out is that we are open with limits. That's who we are. We are people who are open with limits. Go this far and no more. That's how we are. You know what? But if you want to love God with all, with your all, you will have to be open with no limits. I think about Ananias and Sapphira. That's one of them. Got all that money. God allowed them to profit, do everything. The Lord knew they had it all. But he got smart and said, look, honey, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to go there and we're going to tell them this is all we made. We ain't going to tell them everything we did. He put a limit on it. One day before Peter, them and everything, and God had already let Peter know, he's hiding more. And all he needed to do was tell him, you're right, I'm hiding more. I'm pretty sure they were like, okay, we'll forget that. You came up, you came clean. But he didn't. He put limits on what he wanted them to know because he thought, you don't know and you can't see. I don't care if you are, I don't care if the Lord's doing miracles to you. I don't care if I witness God do a whole bunch of things to you. You can't see. And so it ended up happening. They said, why are you lying? You know you got more money. Mm-hmm. But you were holding for the Lord. The Lord gave it to you. The Lord won't take it all from you. But the fact about your character just withholding. Mm-hmm. So of course God dealt with him and his wife. You know, are you willing to be open with God? That's the question. Inviting God in is a willingness on your part to bear it all. You know, search me. I think about, you know, you have to go see a gynecologist. Who really wants to go see a gynecologist? you know, just don't need you to search me. Prostate. Oh my goodness. That's a man worth nightmare. Prostate. Nah, why hold on, man. Hold on. We doing what? Man, you get the pace and you get the thing. Ooh, I think you call it more illness to yourself. That's the fact that you got to be what to me?
Yep.
Search me. There's just some things you're like, no, you just ain't going to search me. It's going to be what it's going to be. But are we like David? Do we have David's excitement? Do we have David's anxiousness? Do we have David's urgency? Do we have David's hunger to say, search me, God. Search me, because I'm appealing to you about my sincere love for you. Search me. Man, do we have it in David? Next, David says, test me and know my anxious thoughts.
That's right.
See if there's any offensive way in me. You know, the next point we talk about, first David said, he said, search me. Now we're going to talk about test me. Once again, you need to put a dash and say, to what extent? Who really wants to be tested? And there's some prideful people feel like, oh, I'm the baddest thing in the world on earth. Come on, bring it. Because for some reason, they feel like, oh, bring it. I can handle it. You know, but then life happens and you realize you're not that bad at all. That's just life for you. Like, I'm not. And that's why you get tired. I don't want no more tests. I don't want no more searching. I just want to be left alone.
Amen.
That's how you get it. You know? But David says, test me. Now, this is another bold statement. After he says, test me, he says, and see if there are any offensive thoughts. Ooh, and if I didn't offensive ways at me. Let's be honest. We know ourselves better than most people know us. Mm-hmm. And the only person that knows us better than us is who? God. And so I'm going to be going to God. I ain't nothing offensive about me, God, towards you. But we've all fallen short of the glory of God. That's a bold statement. Test me. See my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me. Mm-hmm. We all like an easy test, don't we?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
An open book test is wonderful if you actually read the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, don't you? An open book test is wonderful if you actually read the book. Or a test with notes is awesome if you actually take any notes.
Yep.
Man, you know what's offensive to God? When he gives you all the answers to salvation, but you don't study the book, nor do you take any notes.
Mm. Isn't that something?
Come on.
Man, what's offensive to God? I gave you the Bible, the Word of God, to research, to study out, to know me. But you do not read the book, nor do you take notes to reflect back.
I think this is the greatest open book test you ever have in life.
God's Word.
Yep.
Are you like David? Are you anxious to be tested by God? Man, is there any offensive ways in you? You have to think about that. Is there anything about you and in your character that is offensive to God? How you live your life, how you conduct your daily living, how you handle the things that you watch, the things that you listen to. I always think about Christopher. He says he struggles in. He loves rap music, but he says, man, there are just some things they just be saying and doing. He says, oh, I know it ain't right. He says, I know it's offensive to God. What's your Achilles heel?
Amen.
What is your Achilles heel that you know ain't right? You know it's offensive to God. What is it? Man, I don't think I'll be like David. I know you don't need to test me. I don't want you to know nothing offensive. Right? Let me, I'm trying to get a grip on these offensive ways. Why would I want the ladies down here? Let me just get a grip on this.
Yeah.
Let me try to handle it. Man, what are the things in your life that are offensive to God? Because if they are offensive to God, they should be offensive to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have more of a hunger and desire to say, man, I got to deal with this. I not only need prayer, I not only need meditation on the Word, man, but I need a whole change of heart and mind and character.
Yep.
Offensive. If it is not offensive to you, it would not be offensive to God. You understand what I'm saying? And don't get that twisted. What I'm saying is that if you don't find it offensive, you would be like, well, why is it bothering God? It ain't bothering me. Finally, David goes on to say, so David says, search me, test me. And David says, verse 24, the latter part, and lead me in the way everlasting. Final point, guys, lead me dash to what extent? Christian studied the Bible with somebody. I asked him, I said, do you like fallen people? How do you, how when it comes to this fallen people? How do you feel like that? And then he made it like, I don't know, I kind of like the wrong thing. I said, I hear you. I said, it's human nature. I think all of us have it in us, some of us more than others. But, you know, in order to say, God, lead me, you're telling God that you're willing to what? Follow.
That's right.
I'm going to follow you. No matter where you go or where this road takes me in life, I'm going to keep my eyes on you. It's kind of like someone like that, that Nora introduced to. Fix your eyes. Wow. And just, I'm going to stay focused. You know, as part of South Africa says, it talks about a soldier and knows his orders. That's what it says. A soldier knows his orders.
Mm-hmm.
But you only know your order if you're willing to follow God.
Yep.
If you're asking God to lead, you're going to let God lead the way. That's the only soldier who knows their order.
Yep.
David says, lead me. We all desire godliness. We all desire to be like our Father. But the only way that you can be like the Father is you have to be willing to follow and you have to be willing to allow God to lead.
Mm-hmm.
That's just it. Will you let God lead? He says, lead me in the everlasting. The everlasting way is God's way. It's God's righteousness, man. It's God's direction. You know, I think about this whole little powerful impact passage. And I tell you, a lot of times I get to write these lessons and get filled with the Spirit and be so fired up. And I feel like, okay, focus. You stop writing this book. Just focus on what what the lesson needs to say. Stop writing this book, man. Stop writing this book. But
this is powerful. And you have to look at it from the perspective that David saw it. David is making an appeal based on his character. That he's saying that, man, I sincerely love you, God. Look at me. He says, search me, test me, and then lead me. Mm-hmm. He says, after you search me, guess what? You're going to find out, God, that my sincerity is true. Test me, Lord. You're going to find out that I have no offensive ways about me. And then lead me, because you're going to find out that I can lead David. Because David will follow. We need to be like David. Search me, God. God, test me, God. And then you're going to find out, God, if you search Sydney, after you test Sydney, that you can lead me, because I will follow. That needs to be your heart character. That needs to be a part of your prayer every day. That needs to be a part of your thought process when you wake up in the morning, before you go to sleep. You need to sit down and have a conversation with God and say, Lord, search me. Search me. And if there's anything in me that ain't right, God, give me the tools, the resources, God, give me the ability, Lord, to go forward and do my part in making it right. Test me, oh God. Test me, God. See if there's any offensive ways in me, Lord. My thoughts are anxious, and we do have anxious thoughts. But God, test me, God. See if there's anything offensive in me, Lord, so that we can correct it and remove it. Get it out of my life. Why? Because I'm asking you to lead me. Lead me, Lord. I want you to see that I am not only your creation, I am not only your child, but I'm your son's disciple.
That's right.
And I know how to follow. David, a great man, a man after God's own heart.
Yep.
David did a lot of writing, but you know what? When you go through some things, you have a lot to say.
Yep.
I'm telling you, when you experience some things in life, man, you have a lot to say. If you're an artist that can sing, you have a lot to sing about. If you're a writer, you have a lot to write about. And if you're just a person who likes a good conversation, you have a lot to share with others. Mm-hmm. God used David's conversation with him to show us how we should be. We should be people who are excited to have God search us. We should be people who are anxious and look forward to God testing us. And we should be people, men and women of God, man, who has this urgency about us, this desire, this hunger to be led by God so that we know forever how to walk in the way of everlasting, which is godliness.
That's right.
Guys, let's embrace God. Let's embrace his word. Let's embrace those who came before us. And let's make this a part of our prayer every day. Search me, test me, lead me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you guys so much.